The following is a 1232 Studios production. It's your What's Up Raiders podcast.
Welcome back to segment two of What's Up Raiders podcast. Thank you for coming back. I want to start off by saying What's Up Raiders podcast is brought to you by 1232 Productions. And for those of you that don't know, 12 stands for Mark Kenny Stabler, and 32 is Marcus Allen. So we're going to move right along to two up and two down. And we're going to talk about two players or situations that was positive for the week. And we're going to talk about two situations that were negative for the week. So just real quick, those of you that are watching on YouTube, I hope you guys like the digs we got here. We got the What's Up Raiders background. We've got the shield, and you can see the studio back behind me. So I hope you guys get to check that out. Again, you can call or text us at 971-319-2976. And you can hit us up on all the social medias. Again, Instagram, X, TikTok, Blue Sky, Reddit. We're at What's Up Raiders. And please give us a follow. It's going to help us produce more content for you. And also, be patient with us. This is something we're starting new. So in the beginning, we may have some bumps. We may have a little bit of jitters getting into this. You'll see we're Raider fans just like you are. And we're going to take this head on, and we're going to make this a great show. So without further ado, let's move into two up and two down. Let's talk about two up first. Up, we've already mentioned Trey Tucker. It was great for me to see this guy finally in his third year have an offensive coordinator that can figure out how to use him. He's got 4.2 speed, and all we ever saw him do before was run go routes, and with Gardner Minshew, we couldn't even get him the football. And we lacked creativity due to Getsy, and it's just been a waste of time for this guy. I hope he finds a niche on both the offense and in special teams to be a contributor every week. It'd be great to see him get a handful of catches and honestly, use some of that 4.2 speed on a short route, make somebody miss, and go to the distance. You know, if you've never seen a guy with 4.2 speed, when a guy really runs legit 4.2, 4.3, you can actually hear the guy run. They make a little bit of wind as they pass by you. I was never quite that fast, but I had college teammates that were legit 4.2 guys. So shout out to Trey Tucker there. Additionally, I just want to touch on Max Crosby for being up. If I had to give a game ball for the day, that would be to Max Crosby. You know, the rain kind of slowed things down, made the offense look sluggish, made the defense look a little sluggish. You know, I think we were being picked apart because of the rain. Guys not wanting to fall. We left a soft zone coverage because of the rain. However, Max was out there. I know we are all waiting for that first sack, right? We're all watching Max coming off the edge, having to give the guy the chop and the swim. Max was working hard all day for what he got. But in reality, he got some great pressures when we needed it. He knocked the ball loose at least once. I think the other one was ruled an incomplete pass. But Max Crosby was chasing their quarterback, Drake May, several times laterally. Our best player. He's the face of the franchise. And after being limited last year and then eventually shut down, it was just great to see Max back at full speed. And you know what? A former player, nothing got me more riled up than somebody who can walk, talk to talk, but also somebody who leads by example. And to see him diving and jumping and just doing it, whatever he needed to do. Like I said, he had some great inside pressures today. It was Max is the man, and I'm glad that we have him. And then I'm going to transition into my down. You know, we say two up, two down. I got two down today. First, I want to just touch on Tyree Wilson again. I think Tyree, I don't think he played a bad game necessarily. And there are some plays that he was, especially when his helmet came off this afternoon, where he's doing some work. You know, I can't say he had a bad game, but for where the Raiders drafted him, he should be starting for us, whether it's at defensive tackle or at the edge. They didn't draft a guy at number 7 to be a backup. So I hope that, you know, Tyree can, this is just week one. You know, this is not a total slamming the door on if Tyree Wilson's ever going to be a player. But as of today, you know, I was really hoping something special was going to happen today. He played solid, but he didn't play where we needed another, a number 7 pick to go. I will tell you, if we had taken that number 7 pick and got Jalen Carter, I think you guys would know we'd have one hell of a fearsome front. So, you know, I don't like to use that. I don't like to shout out other players too much on here, but, you know, it is what it is. So I'm rooting for Tyree. I stand up for him. Love the power he brings. I'm hoping he can just bring a little bit more creativity on each place. It'd be nice to see him do something other than the power slap or the straight bull rush. You know, I love to see him do something a little bit more creative. And then we're going to switch over to my second of the down for the day, the offensive line. They didn't play terrible, but we got overpowered for a good portion of the game today. I'll give some of that to the rain, but the other part I want to talk about is we just needed to extend drives, and we were getting overpowered by New England's defensive line. And let's be real, no one's out there saying the defensive line from New England were going to be all-stars. I mean, they're not on the level of some of the other teams like the Eagles out there, so, or even the Ravens. So to have New England do that, we're going to need our defensive line to step up and, you know, be more consistent. And I think they can do that. Like I said, it's game one, and the rain was a factor. And I think they're going to need a solid month to gel. Additionally, in pass pro, we can't let, you know, let's look at Geno Smith. He's a veteran, and he's our guy. What do we have behind him? You know, question marks. So we saw today a guy that can clearly lead us in a pass-first offense. And I'd feel confidently anytime he's standing in the pocket and he's got protection. A clean pocket, and he's money. But to have him on his back as many times as he did today, you know, I'll give it to the rain, but we can't have that. We can't have him getting sacked 4 or 5 times every week. That's just brutal. And again, we want to be a playoff team, and playoff teams don't get the quarterbacks killed. So, offensive line, I have faith in them. I think they're going to gel by week 4 or 5, and we should see more offensive output. Again, today I thought the score should have been 31-17. I feel pretty confident that without the rain, we may have gotten 30 points, but we can't have our quarterback killed. So let's end this segment right here. And when we come back, we're going to start segment 3 and see you right after this break.
Raider Nation, be sure to give us a like and subscribe, as this helps us to create more Las Vegas Raiders content. Follow us on all of our socials, including Instagram, X, TikTok, Reddit, Facebook, and YouTube. You can even call and leave a message or text us at 971-319-2976.